This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We began the show talking about what is called selective exposure, where there was a study that was done that found that a solid 63% of people, both liberals and conservatives, decided that they would wind up reading a story that they agreed with for a chance to win less money than if they read a story they disagreed with.
Correct.
And, you know, I made a joke about the headline of the article, but this sort of ties in and reminded me of something that I read last summer. Headline from the Washington Post. 6 in 10 of you will share this link without actually reading it, according to a new depressing study. On June 4th of last year, the satirical news site The Science Post published a block of that lorem ipsum text on WordPress. You know the stuff I'm talking about, where it's just, you know, a bunch of Latin-looking words. It's not actually Latin. But, you know, there's just, you know, this Latin-looking text. So they shared a block of that with the headline, study 70% of Facebook users usually read the headline of science stories before commenting. Shockingly, or maybe not, 46,000 people shared that post, some of them quite earnestly, an inadvertent example, perhaps, of life imitating comedy. Now, as if it needs further proof, the satirical headline has been validated by a study done by computer scientists at Columbia University and the French National Institute that found that 59% of links shared on social media have never actually been clicked on. So there's definitely more to this. I just wanted to share that because, again, it does sort of confirm that selective exposure.
Sure.
And it also shows that clickbait winds up working.
Yeah.
And
you could say clickbait politicians work. You know what I mean? The ones that go on there and they just give, like, these little things like Donald Trump, like little slogans.
The sound bites? Well, the sound bite has been around for decades.
You don't even have to propose any idea whatsoever. You can just do, like, little clickbait slogans and run a campaign and win.
Yeah. Right. But that's been going on for hundreds of years. That's been going around longer than there's been radio and television.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even pre-media. Pre-modern media.
See, that's where I think libertarians do it wrong. Like, we're so, like, convinced that we're going to go and give all this logic and everyone's going to vote for us because it makes the most sense. But really, like, we should just get up there and, you know, smile and wave.
You can't turn that into you can't turn a philosophical discussion into a soundbite. That's why I've said Twitter is absolutely horrible because you cannot have an intelligent conversation in 140 characters.
Right.
And I think Donald Trump has proved that.
Right.
So we'll get into, Chris, you've got an actual clickbait article that we will get into.
That's Clickbait Thursdays.
But let's go first to Dave calling in from Hungary. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, hello. Is this Mike Rivero?
No, this is Free Talk Live.
Oh, good God. I thought I was on What Really Happened. Oh, okay, I'll be on Free Talk Live.
Nice. So you're calling from Hungary?
Yes, yes. I'm a molecular biologist at the University of Debrecen. I do cancer and cardiovascular research.
Oh, wow.
It's fun. We're kind of limited here compared to major U.S. universities, but the research environment is very dynamic, and my students are great. But I'm actually calling to try and stimulate some discussion on choice for a replacement of Sean Spicer, the press secretary. I'd just like to see what kind of reactions people come out with. Some people have kind of flippantly suggested that Alex Jones might be a good fill-in. I'd love to see that, but I don't think it'd work out for Trump, and I'm completely on board for president. I'm 100% in favor of him, and he really needs
of Alex Jones or of Trump.
Of both. They need to be kept apart. Jones is exactly where he needs to be for preservation of the Republic, and so is our president. I don't think Jones would work out as press secretary, but he's got a right-hand man, a guy named David Knight, who would be absolutely ideal as press secretary. The guy is a superlative newscaster, and he has a singular talent, that is David Knight, for giving a clear picture of how society is sliding into technocratic tyranny. In fact, I think Knight was an engineer before he signed on with InfoWars.
Gotcha. But,
this guy is an absolutely fantastic newscaster.
Can I hop in here for...
Yeah, go ahead. Jump in, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in here for a little bit, and I don't know if you've realized that you reached a pretty libertarian nationally syndicated radio show. But yeah, I'm just curious because I got a lot of friends that are Trump supporters too. Was there one major? I got so many questions. Was it? Did it start out for you being an anybody but Hillary, or what? Were you like on the Trump bandwagon from like his first announcement? In other words, did you move around the Republican Party and then settle on Trump, or? You liked him from the beginning.
No. Trump scares the daylights out of me for most of the same reasons I voted for him, with a great deal of passion and enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. I'm also very much a never Hillary. I mean, my God, I would have thought she would have spread her great leathery wings and flapped away back into the abyss from which she emerged a long time ago, followed by that incubus of a husband and shadowed faithfully by Gollum in his papal robes. But no, she's still flapping about drinking the blood of the living. I was kind of anybody but Hillary.
Right. Interesting.
So you mentioned David Knight, and there's actually a story where David Knight is in the news. David Knight, of course, as you mentioned, a reporter for InfoWars.com. Earlier this year, accused Kobani, the Greek yogurt company, of importing migrant rapists and spreading disease throughout Idaho Falls or Twin Falls, Idaho. Alex Jones was sued by the yogurt company, and Jones wound up issuing an apology and saying that he spread information that he understands to be wrong.
Followed that story more for my own interest in the product. I've done a lot of work with lactobacillus, and I've always been leery of the claims by Chobani that they're an original probiotic Greek yogurt. I've got some real problems with that, but I could go on forever on that. I don't want to get technical on a public radio broadcast. But I've got my own problems with Chobani based on claims they make. I think, though, that although Jones does a lot of posturing, and David Knight, being his employee, follows suit, I've never been able to debunk Jones, and I've tried. I mean, I'm a scientist, and I'm a hardcore skeptic. And they do their homework, and I didn't really dig into the Giovanni case, but I kind of trust what the InfoWars said about them.
So they're one of your more credible sources.
Oh, yeah, well, I certainly don't use InfoWars. I don't quote them in my papers, but they provide an excellent overview of what's out there and what's probably a lie.
Dave, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You don't even have to know you're calling Free Talk Live to get on the air here on Free Talk Live. We'll get back to the phones in just a second. But I want to make sure that I tell you about a wonderful website, Bitcoin.com. The people over there are of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. Now, Chris, you run a store where you accept Bitcoin.
We do.
You've actually got what they call a Bitcoin vending machine inside your store.
Got one of those, too.
And you know that the fees have gone up tremendously. Have you noticed any sort of decline in Bitcoin business?
Yes, absolutely. And over the last couple months, it's slowly, it hasn't been dramatic, but it's been noticeable.
Right, and you know that's part of where the Bitcoin.com team differs from the Bitcoin Core team, where Bitcoin.com believes that the fees should be low and transactions should be quick, because that's what Satoshi envisioned. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin, and by running Bitcoin Unlimited, you're casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I'm hoping that at our mayor election, I'm hoping that we can, I want to vote in a mayor who will throw out the smokers out of a bus stop here in Albuquerque.
Throw the smokers out of the bus stop.
Man.
Like a violent resolution.
I know. You want to get rid of people who drink soda, now people who smoke, people that drive.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that we threw the smokers out of the Santa Fe Plaza? It's the outdoor grassy area.
Like you physically put your hands on them and threw them out of there?
No, Sarah never puts her hands on anybody. She just wants the police to do all the hand-putting.
Did the police do that, Sarah?
Well, you know, the first time it's a warning, and the second time it's $50, but now they have to stand on the sidewalk to smoke. So
right.
Actually, the thing is that we used to have a smoke ban in Albuquerque when we had Mayor Chavez. When we, about 10 years ago, we passed a smoking ban in restaurants and bars here in Albuquerque, and that was when you could actually call out a security and make them put out the cigarettes. It was actually a city ordinance.
So okay. Let me ask this question, Sarah. I've actually got a two-part question here.
I think I'm the only person who should be asking Sarah any questions, but go ahead, Daryl.
Sarah, do you think that cigarettes should be prohibited in the city limits of Albuquerque, New Mexico, to where nobody can just even bring a cigarette into the city, let alone pull it out of the pack and light it up?
Well, if I could have it my way, in my dream world, yes, that's what I would prefer.
And what would the punishment be if someone possessed a cigarette in Sarah Land, where, which, by the way, that's actually a place. There is a town in Alabama called Sarah Land. So in Sarah Land, where you're the dictator and cigarettes are not allowed in your city, what's the punishment?
You know what? I can't answer that because that's not a possibility. People are always going to smoke. There's not a punishment.
Well, you already said, Sarah, you already said that if you had it your way, cigarettes would just be outlawed completely in your city. So I'm just asking, if you had it your way and you got to make the rules, what would the punishment be if somebody possessed a cigarette in a municipality that you're in control of?
Well, just pay a $100 ticket every time they get caught.
And if they don't pay the $100 ticket?
I don't know. I guess they jail them for 3 days or something.
And if they decide they don't want to go to jail? At what point do you just start rounding up all of the tobacco smokers and shooting them, Sarah?
Yeah, I don't know if Chris would be happy with that, since Chris is the smoker here.
I'm like the only smoker here, and I have my own opinions.
Chris, our beloved Chris here.
Hold on. So let her answer the question.
Please.
Or, you know, try to avoid answering the question. At what point do you just round up all of the people that buy cigarettes and you start executing them?
I'm not going to shoot anybody. You know,
I know you're not going to shoot them. You'll have the cops do it. The same way you'll have the cops pass out the tickets. At what point do you just start shooting people or ordering people to be shot?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not into it. You know what? That's not what I'm after. What I'm after is...
Then why are you trying to ban things? Because that's ultimately what it is. If somebody doesn't pay the fine, if they don't go to court, if they don't walk with the police to go to jail, at some point somebody gets shot.
Eric Garner was the guy
that got choked to death on a sidewalk for selling loose cigarettes.
A man literally died because of a city ordinance or whatever banning the sale of loose cigarettes. And he was choked to death and was the father of six kids. And because of that, police went to enforce this tiny little law, right? This tiny little law. They went to take down this man, and now six kids are without a father.
So that's I think, what people...
How come they have to stand up, and they're 60 years old on oxygen, and the smoker sits right at the bus stop?
Well, see, that's...
Well, hold on.
That's where you, Sarah, should walk up to that smoker and be like, look, you should be a decent human being and take your cigarette away from this person sitting on oxygen and enforce your morality and your will yourself, not make laws dictating other people.
Well, technically, if they're smoking right next to a live oxygen tank, the problem will solve itself kind of for everybody at some point.
Yeah.
But Sarah, do you not believe that people have a choice in anything they do? Does there have to be a law that regulates behavior? Because I'm a smoker, you know? That's of the three people sitting here and with you on the phone amongst the four of us, I'm the only one who at the top of the hour is going to go outside and smoke a cigarette.
I quit smoking 2 years ago.
Hold on. If you were sitting at the bus stop, if I approached you, would you stand up and let that man, 60-year-old man with oxygen, sit at the bus stop? Would you stand 20 feet away?
Well, number one, yes. I'm a very conscientious person because I know most people don't like the smell of cigarette smoke.
Yeah, I would.
So I do go away.
You will do it, but the two people, if I was to ask them, they would check me. Or
right.
They would tell me to go to the next stop. They'll tell me to mind their own business. He needs to come and ask us, and I tell him to go beat it. Tell him to tell him off and tell me off, and I'll get punched in the process out here.
But your law will then snowball. It will increase because it'll start off being you have to be 20 feet away from a bus stop. And then somebody's going to complain and say, you know what, I could
You've
still smell that smoke.
You've got to be 20 feet away from any living thing.
Right.
Not just another person, a living thing. Oh, there's an ant that's 19 feet away from you.
Sadly, Sarah, that's how ridiculous these laws become. And I'm not making this stuff up. It just evolves until you get to the point where the threat of someone selling a loose cigarette is a legal excuse for police to kill a man.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that these people that would tell you to mind your business and smoke next to old people, they're not going to listen to these laws that you pass anyway.
Exactly. Sarah, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we just had a caller who called in to say that she wants to ban smokers completely from her city, but
not
then
just a car.
Fails to wind up seeing that, you know, once you start banning things, you have to enforce those things, and at some point, people wind up dying over what you're attempting to ban. And she, you know, calls in about all of these various bans. She's what we call a chronic caller. She calls in almost every night. And there's always something that she wants to ban. And she never sees the enforcement mechanism behind her ban.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Shout out to all the cops that aren't, you know, enforcing petty crap like that. So.
Oh, agreed. Yeah. But that is where you have to take these arguments. You have to be willing to say, you know, I want to ban X. Okay, then just as Daryl walks Sarah through, okay, then how much should they be fined? What if they don't pay the fine?
What if they don't show up to the court hearing?
Right.
What if they don't walk along with the police officer that comes to arrest them after failure to appear?
Right. What happens after their second or third charge for the same offense?
Do they wind up just being shot in the head or choked on the sidewalk? Or, you know, any of the other horrible ways people have died in, you know, when people are enforcing these laws.
It really is crazy, though, the mentality that a lot of, like, not all, but a lot of police officers have when enforcing the law. It's like, you know, I don't know what it is, but growing up, I always saw, like, cops as, like, being that, like, friendly local police officer or something. But, like, today's day and age, half the cops that, like, run towns, don't even live in the town they're policing, and, you know, it's just very, like,
And we have more intrusive laws. I mean, we've...
Right.
Yeah,
with the war on drugs, we declared war on our own people. You know, we declared war on all the people of America, and we're not sure which ones are doing drugs or not, but you're all suspect until we find out one way or the other.
War on drugs, war on cigarettes. Right. I mean, like, just thinking of that Eric Garner situation and, like, the way that, like, you know, these cops just, like, viewed him, almost like dehumanized him for what he was doing.
Right,
for selling
and
this
they say, well, and he was a criminal.
Yeah, pretty much they dehumanized this father of six for selling a loose cigarette and then used this combative, like aggressive, violent behavior and choked the man to death. Like, this is real. This really happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not, you know, we hate to bring up all this negative stuff, but, you know, until you start realizing that enforcing laws like the one Sarah was just proposing leads to these combat mentality type police officers to go out there and harm people for doing what you say they shouldn't be allowed to do.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Ben calling in from Canada. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was going to say I'd trade my Canadian citizenship with Sarah because Canada has some terrible tobacco enforcement going on right now. My province just outlawed smoking in public parks, and some other provinces have already banned the sale of any flavored tobacco.
Wow.
Because the children will wind up buying that because it tastes like thing.
It's candy.
Actually, there was a town in Massachusetts that tried doing that.
Yeah. The main reason I wanted to call in tonight was currently there's a leadership race going on in the Conservative Party of Canada since they lost to Justin Trudeau in 2015. And Canada's version of Ron Paul is leading the polls, and he could end up winning.
Wow.
His name is Maxime Bernier.
So how do the political parties there in Canada wind up choosing their leader?
The members vote from across Canada. Typically, it's mail-in ballots.
Okay.
This time, it's a ranked ballot since there's 13 candidates. But the leading candidate in the polls is Bernier, who...
And I'm going to wind up getting a little technical here. What form of ranked balloting are they using?
Basically, you rank all the candidates, and then basically what they're going to do is until a candidate has won more than 50% of the ridings, they're going to eliminate people who are mathematically eliminated.
So, and the reason I ask, because I've studied, and there are several different ways that you can figure out whom you eliminate first. There's one method that I absolutely prefer called the Coombs method, and I realize I'm getting a little deep here. So what the Coombs method does is whoever has the most last place votes winds up being eliminated instead of whoever has the fewest first place votes.
Yeah. I don't know.
So it removes the person that is the most unpopular, not the person that is the least, because you could have somebody that a lot of people really, really like that 52% of the people just absolutely hate, and so they rank him dead last. But under a regular IRV system that's instant runoff voting, that person that a majority dislike on the first ballot could actually wind up winning.
Can you give us an example of one of his positions on some issue that means something to you?
His key is is on his tax policy. Now he's not going like full out libertarian and going 0% income taxes, he has said abolish capital gains taxes, end corporate welfare, and he also if Justin Trudeau fails to legalize marijuana before the next election, he said he'll decriminalize it.
Nice.
So, you know, seems like it could be worse.
He's supporting. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been called, Mad Max, but also he's been called Canada's version of Ron Paul.
So if he does wind up
leaning.
If he does wind up getting that leadership position within the Conservative Party, then what? Then he becomes eligible to be Prime Minister in 4 years?
It's the next election in Canada will be 2019.
Okay.
And he'll have to win. There was rumors of Canada changing its first past the post election system, but that's not happening. So it's going to be he has to win at least 170, since we have 338 federal ridings in Canada.
Ridings being the Canadian equivalent to a congressional district. Right. So if the Conservative Party winds up winning Congress, I realize it's Parliament there, but then he would basically be the front runner to be the Prime Minister.
Yeah, but the leadership election will be determined a week from Saturday, so I'll probably call in again and give the news about that.
Yeah, definitely keep us posted. Ben, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Robert calling in from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was going to say, instead of trying to force people to do things that they don't want to do, maybe just, give them like an alternative, teach them about, the negative and the positives about smoking cigarettes, which there really isn't anything positive about smoking anyways.
I beg to differ.
I love that idea, though.
I do love
it. There are positives.
There's no value with it.
There are positives. Once you get addicted, then you need the nicotine to, calm your craving. So there is a positive there, because you're calming a craving that you have because you're addicted to nicotine.
Right. And likes and dislikes are completely subjective. What I happen to find enjoyable about it, you guys certainly don't.
Coughing, sneezing,
the hacking, the spinning.
No, Chris actually does a good job. Chris does a good job of using body spray to cover up the nasty tobacco smell.
But if you're gonna smoke, Chris, you might as well get something out of it. Dude, smoke some marijuana. There's all kinds of things out of that.
I'm with this guy.
That's not decriminalized yet here in New Hampshire. We're working on it. Robert, thank you for the call.
Call back next Thursday. Talk some more.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days.
Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We all know that we need vitamins and minerals. But did you know that there are another three nutrients, or rather three classes of nutrients, that are essential for maintaining health? In fact, when it comes to supplements, some experts feel that all the other three nutrients are needed more than the vitamins and the minerals. The other three being probiotics, enzymes, and antioxidants. And the reason they're so important is that the modern American diet has virtually eliminated regular sources of these nutrients from our meals. And hold on, I lost my place here, and the one sentence looks like another sentence. The problem, many Americans turn to supplements to supply these essential nutrients, and they find that they're all sold separately. It's expensive and a time-consuming prospect. But one product, Whole Food Multicomplete, has simplified the situation. Whole Food Multicomplete combines these five critical nutrients along with additional immune and bone support nutrients into a single product. In fact, for the past 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete is the only product to offer this. So instead of spending a fortune buying five different products every month, check out the full supplement program offered by Whole Food Multicomplete. With 54 total ingredients, it's guaranteed to be the cheapest way to acquire all of these nutrients. And it comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And you get 30% off with the code FTL. That's off of your first order. That basically almost covers the cost of an item. Head over to SimplifyMySupplements.com. Use that code FTL, and you get free shipping on orders over $60. SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL. Let's go to Skype. We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, New Mexico is the Wild West home of Billy the Kid, so we can hang with smokers here if we want to.
Great.
I wanted to scoop Sarah. She didn't mention it tonight. I'm surprised. It was on the news today, so I wanted to scoop her. So when she calls in tomorrow with this news, you can say, that's old news, Sarah. We heard that from David yesterday reporting live from New Mexico, and that is that the anti-speeder vans may be coming back to Santa Fe. So let's see if she brings that to you tomorrow.
What are the anti-speeder vans?
Okay, so this is one of Sarah's pet topics.
Well, I want him to answer.
Right. So, well, I can tell you. I just want to explain that, you know, it's one of the, like, three or four things that she calls in about. She calls in regularly about soda taxes, red light cameras, speeding vans, and cigarettes. Cigarettes, not as much as the other things, but the speeding van is basically
I want his input.
Okay, David, you explain what a speeding van is to Heather, because I've listened to Sarah's calls a billion times on this. I can tell you exactly what it is. I could probably tell you the make, model, and color of the car.
I know,
because she's
but
calling
I want to
so
hear from the caller.
David, what's a speeding van?
Speeder van, so you're driving down the road and you see this suspicious white minivan in Santa Fe parked along the roadside, and then you see everybody slamming on their brakes, and then as you go by the thing, slowly you see it's just loaded to the gills with cameras pointing every which direction, and it mails you tickets if you're going 10 over or more.
Right. It mails you tickets.
Instead of a red light camera that, you know, takes pictures of you for going through a red light, it's a van that sits on the side of the road that's got a little camera and a radar detector, and it takes pictures of your license plate if you go past it above the speed limit, and then it mails a ticket to wherever the vehicle is registered, and because there's no human police officer there, then there's absolutely no way to face your accuser, and these things are blatantly unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. But little commies like Sarah, and that's not me name-calling, she calls herself a communist, they absolutely love these things because it's a way to get revenue.
Well, and it modifies behavior in ways that they feel is good for society.
Yeah.
Or that they like. I get that part.
Yeah,
right, she's all about extracting money from people to get them to do things, and that's a good motivator.
She never thinks of it that way. She doesn't. What she's about is modifying behavior for the good of... I honestly believe, I don't think Sarah, and this is true, I think, of most liberals and socialists, I don't think they are sitting there going, how can we make more money off the backs of people? I think
certain things she has said, well, it's a good way to raise money.
Sure, she'll say that, but I think her... her motivation in all this is to modify behavior in ways that are beneficial to society. And that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing that we talked about, you know, not wanting to hear what you don't want to hear. This is the way a lot of people on the left feel, and we see their policies come about, but that's what it is. It's about being altruistic. It's trying to create a better world, a better society, a safer world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It's trying to force people to do things that you want them to do.
Exactly. But I don't think it's always malevolent. I think it's generally they feel it will do good.
They know, or rather, they think they know what is best for everybody, and by golly, we're going to force people to do what's good for them because they don't know any better.
I understand that from a libertarian point of view, or from anybody who's willing to take a step back and look at an issue.
I've actually heard people that call themselves progressives and communists say, we need to force people to do what...
Right, and you will hear that occasionally, but more often...
They admit they want to force people to do things.
More often, in my experience, meeting your average person who maybe they're Democrat, they're liberal, they're, you know, a Bernie socialist, or things like that, they want these positive changes, but they're not taking it, they're not following it through to the logical conclusion, which, as we talked about in the previous case...
Right, they never look at the negatives of their plan. They only look at the positives.
And sometimes they do, and sometimes they'll say, well, you know, but it would be worth it.
You got to break a... What's the saying? You got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet?
Right.
You got to slaughter a few pigs to make some bacon to go with your omelet. And, you
see,
know,
this to me is where...
You
got
to milk a cow to get some cheese for the omelet.
This is the... This is when we open ourselves up to these moments when we can talk. If you can talk to them, and if you can carry on a conversation with somebody who believes these things, and slowly bring them around to see these other things. And maybe you get them to think about it a little bit. But you can't just shout at them and say, then you're going to say that if somebody smokes, they should have a gun to their head and somebody should pull the trigger.
Right.
Because that's what you're saying.
The steps of
right.
At some point somebody gets shot and
right.
You're okay with that.
Now, this is a radio show, so we got to speed that whole conversation
right.
Up a little bit. But
David, any more thoughts on these speeding vans?
Well, they are a good, behavior modifier, because it modifies your behavior because you're driving down the road, and when you see it, you slam on your brakes, cause a few rear-end accidents, and then you creep by the thing, and then you go back to the speeding again. So they do modify behavior.
Yep, and then that also, well, look at this. Look at all of the accidents that are happening on the highway. We need more of these vans.
Right.
We need to have one of these vans every 100 feet.
Yep. We
and then
more.
Nobody it's, will yes. have to, you know, slam on their brakes because they'll be going exactly the speed limit.
We need more
and
funding,
and then they'll wind
so
up making that illegal.
Of course.
It's illegal to go below the speed limit because then you're impeding traffic. It's illegal to go over the speed limit, and then you're violating the speed limit law. Pretty soon it's going to be illegal to go the speed limit. It's kind of like the whole prices thing. If you sell more, then you're price gouging. If you sell less, then you're undercutting. And if you sell product at the same price as your competitor, then you're colluding on price setting.
Right.
Bumblebee and Starkist and another one that I forget the name of, they're being sued right now by the United States federal government over colluding on prices. Bumblebee has agreed to pay several $1 million on a price-fixing thing.
Unreal. Unreal. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Let's go to Joe calling in from California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm just scared of our country, the direction is going. You were talking about changing attitude or changing the way people do things. And slowly but surely, the last 20, 30 years, the government is, I forgot, is the word collusion or whatever, trying to get you to think and do in a certain way. And that's almost like mind control, and to me, it's real scary.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed. Mm-hmm. Hold on, Joe.
I think you
might have more thoughts here. And, well, we're at the top of the hour, so you'll have to hold on through the news. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on affecting behavior?
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.